KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, we have clear skies. It's 22 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be mostly sunny here today, a high of 44. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Greenfield, see Marsha, Joni, Lori, or Susan at the Adair County Insurance Agency. They're on the square in Greenfield. Well, topping area news, Audubon Police Chief Matt Starmer reports a teenager is in custody on a felony charge after allegedly making a threat toward the Audubon High School Monday. Starmer says that the Audubon Police Department was notified a little after 4 p.m. about an incident in which a female juvenile made threats toward the safety of students and staff at the Audubon Community High School. The Audubon Police Department, he says, conducted an immediate investigation, verified the witness statements, and deemed them as a serious threat. Based on the investigation, Starmer says a 16-year-old former student was arrested and charged with felony threats of terrorism. The teen was transported to the Juvenile Detention Center in Council Bluffs, where she will be held until her court appearance. The Audubon Police Department and Audubon Community School District wants to assure the public that the students and staff that this isolated incident or is an isolated incident and is no longer a threat to their safety. The police will be a presence at the Audubon High School this morning if students, parents, or staff have any questions or concerns. The Audubon Police Department and Audubon Community Schools greatly appreciates the witnesses for speaking up when the threat was made. And the Audubon Police Department says it takes any threat to the safety of students, staff, and the public very seriously. Firefighters from Lewis and Atlantic responded to a structure fire Monday evening in Lewis. Griswold Rescue and Lewis first responders were on standby. Lewis Assistant Fire Chief Tim Pope told KJAN News the call about the residential fire with visible smoke at 406 California Street came in at around 5:22 p.m.
Upon arrival, there was flames on the outside of the house. Unknown if anybody was in the house. We did determine no, the occupants were out. No injuries to civilians or firefighters. And cause of fire looks like careless discarded cigarette.
Dan DePope said the flames spread up the wall into the attic of the home.
Yeah, it was on the outside of the house where it started. Got into the attic of the house, went right up the wall and into the attic.
The structure sustained extensive water damage, probably in the area of $20,000, he said. The occupants were being assisted by the American Red Cross on Monday evening. Tim Pope said firefighters were on the scene for about 2 hours. Page County Sheriff Lyle Palmer reports that on March the 1st, the Page County Sheriff's Office was notified of an alleged burglary and attempted sexual assault that had taken place at a residence in College Springs. An investigation ensued, and a juvenile female said the incident occurred February 26th between 7:15 and 8 a.m. at her residence in College Spring. The victim knew the alleged male juvenile offender. On Monday, the alleged juvenile offender was taken into custody on a juvenile court order and transported to the Southwest Iowa Juvenile Detention Center in Council Bluffs. Charges on the male are burglary in the second degree, assault with intent to commit sexual abuse, and trespassing, with additional charges possible. The names of the juvenile victim and offender are not being released at this time. A traffic stop on a vehicle near the intersection of Highway 34 and Orange Avenue in Adams County resulted in three arrests Monday night. The Adams County Sheriff's Office reports Evan Skelton and James Cox, who are both of Corning, along with Jeremy Day of Bedford, were placed under arrest for possession of a controlled substance with the intent to deliver and possession of drug paraphernalia. Police in Red Oak say a man was arrested Monday evening on an active warrant out of Polk County. 33-year-old Kyle William Chase of Red Oak was arrested on the warrant for harassment of the first degree. Chase was being held in Montgomery County Jail on a $4,000 bond. And two more Republicans have filed nomination papers for the June 5th primary election in Cass County. According to the Cass County Auditor's Office, current Cass County Treasurer Tracy Marshall is running for re-election, and Mark T. O'Brien has submitted his papers to run for the Cass County Board of Supervisors in District 2. O'Brien will be in a race against fellow Republican Pat McCurdy for the District 2 seat. Tracy Marshall is currently unopposed. The deadline to file completed nomination papers with the County Auditor's Office is 5 p.m. on March 28th. In our funeral announcements, William Bill Worth, age 73, of Lewis, died Friday at his home. His wife, 76-year-old Peggy Worth, died Saturday at Mercy Medical Center in Des Moines. Public graveside services for Bill and Peggy Worth will be today at 10:30 at the Oakwood Cemetery in Lewis. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. John Henry Ehlerts, age 88, of Avoca, died Thursday at Avoca Specialty Care. Funeral services for John Ehlerts will be today at 10:30 at Trinity Lutheran Church in Avoca. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Krista Lynn Hesebeck, age 38, of Lakota, a native of Atlantic, died March 3rd in Lakota. A memorial service for Krista Hesebeck will be today at 2 o'clock at the Bethlehem Lutheran Church in Buffalo Center. In addition, a celebration of life service for Krista Hesebeck will be on Friday from 4 until 6 p.m. at the Anita Community Center. Oak Crest Funeral Service in Buffalo Center has the arrangements. Maroy Larson, age 95, of Atlantic, died Friday at her home. Funeral services for Maroy Larson will be Wednesday at 10 o'clock at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Ella Thompson, age 100, who's formerly of Cumberland, died Sunday at Atlantic Specialty Care. Funeral services for Ella Thompson will be held this Thursday at 11 o'clock at the First Lutheran Church southeast of Wyota. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. The news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents in Oakland. Your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marsha, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.